Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our wine review. And if you notice, this was my New Year's wine. So if you kind of finding out right now, everyone isn't strictly going with the straight champagne anymore. Let's go champagne. But one of the other kind of popular sparkling wines is the Prosecco. And a lot of people use a Prosecco when you put your little orange juice in and you're having that early morning, hey, look, I want a little alcohol, but I want some sparkly, and I'll go from that. But the other one is a Spaniard wine, and it's called Cava. It's a sparkling wine of Cava. It's usually Chardonnay and another grape, which I really, really wasn't, you know, really familiar with. It's a Macabeo. So, and Viora, there's two of them, a Macabeo. It's in the Rioja region. So if you see it, as I'm going to show this on the map that I'm showing here, this is where it's actually being harvested or whatever from there. And it's from the Bodegas Luis Alegre. That's the winery that's down there. But this wine is a Finca Alegre Bruto Cava. But a Finca Alegre Brut. Brut is dry. So you're getting your dry sparkling wine. So if you don't want to just spend that high price just to be balling out with champagne, you go with a Cava or go with a Prosecco. I actually like the Cava because Cava is kind of made like champagne. So it has all the attributes of how champagne is made. So I kind of like to go with that. This is a really, really another refreshing sparkling wine. Not as fruity as some sparkling wine. It has the dryness and the sparkle of a champagne. So, you know, with that Chardonnay taste, you're getting a couple of this. It's not as creamy as some because it's really in these still barrels and things in that matter. So that's where all of that crisp, you know, tightness and you got to get that that effervescence and bubbly taste and going from that. But I let it sit too long, so if you notice, and I'm using my small glass tonight, but the bubbles has dissipated. But when I first cat it out, I drank a glass and then I turned around and did another one and I sat it out a little too long. But it won't last too long. But let's get a whiff of this and I can tell you what's coming off from there. So green apple, you're getting that green apple kind of aroma coming off of that, which is a nice, really aroma that's coming off. And then you say, hey, look, it smells really well. It got that appley taste, not quite lemony. See, because a lot of people expect to get a lemon, maybe a lime. I don't necessarily get the lime, but I do get the apple aroma just coming off of that. So let's get a taste. So I like this. It's a little more fruitier than a champagne, which is a lot of dryness. This has the dryness, but it sits right there with a nice apple, almost tropical citrusy taste to it. So this was very enjoyable. So when I popped this open for New Year's, and my wife and friends, they liked it, they drunk it, and you know, they was drinking other stuff, so they didn't drink no more. But this one topped the night off, which they really, really liked. And so we enjoyed it. But I wanted to have another Cava because I'm not a big champagne drinker. So, and there's other sparkling wines that has the similar attributes that champagne has. So when you're enjoying a champagne and the taste of it and the bubbly and all of that that goes together with that, you can turn around and use an alternative type wine. And this one is broken up into like I said, Chardonnay, Macabeo, and Viora grapes. It's like three different grapes. The Macabeo is normally used for cava. So when you do that, you may see a cava that's strictly Macabeo, or you see it blended with other ones. But this one in this case is blended with a Chardonnay and a Viora. And I don't know anything about a Viora, so I'm going to be doing my research with that as well. But that's 40-40, 20% Chardonnay. So you got 40 Macabeo, 40 Viora, and 20% Chardonnay. But very good. This is alternative that you can grab and you can actually enjoy. I'm Michael Yabusi, Black Brother, and see me every Friday for your wine review. Like I said, it may be sparkling, it may be rosé, maybe red or white. And I'm going to do a special on a beer that I enjoyed. So look forward for that one as well. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Later.